Governor Nixon proposed expanding Medicaid to cover an additional 35,000 Missourians. A voluntary hospital tax would raise $52 million, allowing the state to draw down more than $90 million in federal funds. House Republicans rejected raising the Medicaid eligibility level to 50% of poverty. Representative Kevin Wilson of Neosho says House Republicans wanted to use the high-risk insurance pool model and cover people who couldn't get insurance due to pre-existing conditions.
So ours is based on a health need. Theirs is based on an arbitrary income figure.
The conflict came center stage during budget negotiations, with an agreement reached between the House and Senate that the House would budget for a health care expansion and negotiate with the Senate on its health care proposal. Nothing came from those negotiations. Still, Majority Floor Leader Stephen Tilley of Perryville says House Republicans lived up to their agreement, agreeing to the budget language.
And in return, we would try and get to conference on 306. And if any party was uncomfortable with what the conference committee report or the compromise language, that we wouldn't take it up. And so there wasn't a conference committee report on 306, but there was discussions, and we just couldn't come to a compromise on it.
The top Democrat in the House, Representative Paul Labote of Independent, says he never understood why an agreement wasn't reached.
I mean, to me, it's amazing that the House or the Senate Republicans would be so behind the idea and the House Republicans would roll them on the idea. So we knew very clearly they had some strength there, so we wanted to do what we could to compromise to get someone covered somewhere.
Lavota calls the failure of expanding health care the biggest disappointment with the session. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.